I have to admit, slightly clickbait yung title, pero fortunately, hindi pa naman illegal yung clickbait. A lot of what we take for granted doing online, though, could be considered a crime. That online comment you left heckling a politician, people have been arrested for things like that. Texting someone who owes you money, pare, bayaran mo na ako, or mananagot ka, could be construed as a threat, also a crime. And all of this, whether done strictly online or through other electronic mediums like cell phones, falls under the purview of PNP's anti-cybercrime group. So I spent an hour chatting with a lieutenant from the ACG, discussing things like what's the most common type of complaint they get, how they handle all of that workload, and if you have been a victim of a cybercrime, how can the PNP ACG help you? You mentioned like you have customers, people come to you with complaints. Ano yung, kumbaga yung bestseller? Ano yung mga palagi nyo nakikita?
Una-una po, araw-araw sa ating PNP anti-cybercrime unit, sa mga, ang pinakaunang kaso na na-handle natin is online scam. Average nito is 30 cases daily, sir. Second natin is yung illegal access o tinatawag natin na hacking. Ganon. And ito naman, nag-a-average ng 10 cases per day. And yung pangatlo natin po is yung computer-related identity theft na nag-a-average naman ng 4 cases per day. Kasama po yung online libel na rin natin, sir.
Lalapit ako sa'yo. Nabiktima ako ng online scam. Pupunta ako sa Camp Krame and I get referred to ACG. What do you guys usually do? Like, ano yung usual na procedure?
Pag may complainant po, pag pumasok dito sa NHQ, dito sa headquarters namin, meron na po tayo dyan sa lobby, sa PNP ACG lobby, na mga investigators, sir. And they will ask kung anong concern. And every offices po namin dito, especially yung operating units namin, may investigators tayo na naka-duty doon sa baba. So kung ano man yung concern ng complainant, meron po tayong specific na investigator na mag-handle po niyan. For example, for online libel, meron po tayong investigator na yun yung expertise niya.
Ah, okay.
Kung sa WCCPU naman po or mga VAWSI cases natin, meron din po tayong investigator na yun din po yung expertise nila.
Ah, so, kumbaga sa loob ng ACG, may iba-ibang specialties din. Parang, ako, sanay ka na sa VAWSI cases.
Yes, sir.
Nare-refer.
Yes, po, sir.
Is it kind of like the fiscal system na rinaraffle pa? Or parang basically next man up? Ikaw next na ma-assign kasi ikaw yung susunod sa listahan. How are the cases usually assigned?
Actually, sir, all of our investigators are nag-undergo naman, sir, ng CyberCop. Yun yung course na kinukuha ng mga PNP personnel para maging ganap na cyber crime personnel talaga, sir. And doon sa course na yun, matutunan natin yung pag-handle ng case, kung paano yung gagawin pag mag-imbestiga. Kaya sir, lahat ng investigators natin, kaya nila na i-handle lahat. Pero meron po tayong specific na expertise. Katulad nung sa VAWSI, yung sa WCCP or Women's and Children's natin, sir, na unit, sila yung expert talaga sa pag-handle ng mga cases ng mga women natin and children, sir.
So all ACG investigators go through the same basic training, which should, in theory, enable them to tackle any cases they encounter. But it would help the investigation a lot if the victim is very diligent in documenting the case, gathering the evidence of the alleged crime. Part of the procedure talaga is yung parang face-to-face, i-interview nyo yung complainant, kukunin nyo yung testimony nila. And then how do you gather more evidence, like further evidence?
Sa gathering of evidence naman po, sir, investigator on case po, sir, yung nag-handle niyan. So in cooperation with our victim, yun po, nag-gather natin yung pieces of evidence na mapatunayan na yun talaga yung suspect, sir. And the moment naman po na pumunta sila sa PNP ACG, they already have the evidence, sir. Like may screenshot sila ng conversation, yung screenshot ng, for example, kinalat yung video or photo dun sa Facebook or sa Messenger, may screenshot natin po yun. Means kadalasan po yung text messages na yung robbery natin, robbery with an intimidation of person, sir. Yun, sir, may mga screenshots yun, sir, ng mga messages na binabantaan sila, hinihingan sila ng pera. So, pagdating nila dito, sir, pinapakita nila agad yung mga evidence na yun, sir. And yun, i-attach yun namin, sir, dun sa mga necessary documents din namin, sir.
Honestly, my impression from the lieutenant is that the ACG is eager to help, even referring cases to offices which are closer to the complainant.
For example, malayo dito sa Manila or sa mga regional offices, nire-refer po namin yan sa regional offices namin. Tsaka doon po yung mga PNP ACG personnel natin ang nag-handle sa kanila, sir, para mas mabilis at tsaka ma-assist sila ng maayos, sir.
But they are hamstrung by what information they can gather on their own.
Yes, sir. Sad to say, sir, yun din yung isang problema namin dito sa PNP ACG. Kasi yun din yung isang rason, sir, na nagde-decline na lang o nawawala ng gana yung ating mga complainant para mag-complain. Kasi kunwari, 1,000 lang yung nawala sa kanya, pero yung aantayin niya 60 to 90 days, sir. Mga ganun po, sir. Kaya it's beyond the police control talaga, sir.
Oo.
And kung kailangan din po namin ng mga complainants na talagang porsigido.
Sa mga 60 to 90 days just to get a warrant, no? And then, yun nga, parang, yes, kumbaga simula pa lang yun ng proseso. You're going to find out who that number belongs to or is registered to. And then kailangan pabalikan. I mean, kailangan i-verify pa na has he received any money from other people. Like, mahabang proseso pa siya.
Sir.
For example, you get scammed on an online marketplace. Bumili ka ng item X, hindi dumating, or wrong item yung dumating. The police just can't request the personal information of the seller and run after them. Or, money was sent out from your GCash account, di mo alam paano napadala. The police can't just ask GCash for access to your GCash account so they can investigate further.
Na mga warrants natin na kailangan applyan. In line po doon sa Data Privacy Act natin, sir. Kasi hindi tayo basta-basta, si PNP ACG po, hindi basta-basta makapag-pull up ng mga ganong data. Dapat dadaan talaga po sa court.
So because the complainant or the victim is the one who can interface with the various platforms involved, the burden is on them, on you, to gather most of the proof needed. Just kind of curious, like, is it SOP na pupunta sila, yung mga investigators pupunta online para ma-verify or makahanap ng bagong or supporting evidence dun sa testimony ni complainant?
Usually kasi, sir, yung procedure namin dito is, di ba, nagko-complaint online. And then, meron tayong personal na nag-handle nun, sir, i-refer sa kung saan man na opisina ang concern dun sa complaint nila. And then, si investigator naman po, sir, yun yung makipag-usap dun sa mga complainant natin. And then, sila na mismo, sir, yung nagtutulungan para makakakuha ng ebidensya, sir.
And waiting for the platforms to respond, whether it's Facebook or Lazada or Shopee or GCash or Maya, can be time-consuming and frustrating. I hope you never need to go to the ACG, but if you do, my one piece of advice is to document as much as you can in the most organized way that you can. The more evidence you can gather, the better the chance of a speedy resolution and the filing of charges if warranted. Yung ideal na workflow, may complainant, may kliyente, lalapit sa inyo, may investigahan, and then they'll magkakaroon ng sapat na ebidensya para ma-forward kay piskal. And then tuloy-tuloy na dapat siya. The process of catching run-of-the-mill cybercriminals sounds exhausting. Is it worth the effort? I was also curious on the profile of these individuals. Sino nga ba yung mga scammers na to, mga extortionists? What kind of person does this to another person?
For example po sa online scam, syempre po yung mga suspect natin doon or gumagawa ng cybercrime ngayon, marunong. Marunong sa negosyo, marunong sa online platform, mga ganun po. Makadalasan, mga wala namang trabaho, pero marunong silang manggancho, pero yung mga dating ganung gawain nila na ginagawa na nila online kasi hindi na nila magawa face to face. Pangalawa po yung online scam, online robbery natin. Kadalasan yung gumagawa na doon, sir, mga lalaki na gustong makipagtalik sa bakla or sa mga kapwa niya lalaki, mga ganun, sir. And later on, yung extortion na yung mangyayari, hihinga na ng pera until such time na magkaabutan na sila sa kaso. And pangatlo po yung lab scam, example natin sa lab scam. Yun naman mga educated person na talaga siguro yun, sir. Kasi kadalasan doon sa lab scam, may mga grupo yun, sir. Yung nagpapanggap na puro fake identities kasi yun, sir. Nagpapanggap na foreigner na nagtatrabaho doon sa ibang bansa bilang military or retired man sila, retired army. Pangalawa po yung sa customs kasi usually yung sa lab scam sasabihin nila may papadala ako sa iyo. Ito ganun. Pag na-build na yung trust nung doon sa victim, sasabihin, may papadala po ako dyan sa'yo. And second nun, may magpapakilala na, this is the employee from Bureau of Customs. And then, kailangan mong
para ma-release tong item na to.
Package fees, pero fake fees pala yung sir. And pangatlo po, doon na naman sa delivery fee. Puro fake fees lang pala yun, sir. Kaya, kadalasan, sir, marunong talaga, sir, yung mga gumagawa ng cybercrime.
After all that effort, are the police actually able to catch some bad guys? Yes, especially in cases where you are being blackmailed over the internet. Like a common scenario would be, you were in a relationship with someone, you recorded some intimate videos together, you then broke up, and now your ex is threatening to make those videos public, but he or she won't if you pay up.
Usually yung nakikita ko, sir, kadalasan is ang robbery with intimidation in person talaga, sir. I was amazed na talagang nahuhuli ng mga kapulisan natin, sir, yung mga ganun. Kasi syempre, pag cyber criminal ka, sir, alam mo, maalam sila, marunong talaga sila, sir. Parang syempre, pinag-aralan din nila yun bago sila gumawa ng ganun. And I'm amazed, sir, na grabe, na kaya palang
huli pala
talaga. Yung mga ganun, sir. No matter kung mayaman man siya, mahirap man siya, may edad man siya, o bata pa, ganun, sir. Parang nakakaya naman i-handle ng mga kapulisan natin dito sa PNP ACGs.
I guess, in those kind of cases, may contact pa rin kasi yung victim, no? Kasi parang active yung extortion. Actively siya hinihingan ng pera. Parang dapat may weekly allowance ako ng 5,000. Ba, nasa na yung allowance ko? Parang ganun. So, in a way, nakakatulong na open pa rin yung lines of communication dun sa victim tsaka dun sa suspect.
Yes, sir. Ang pinakaunang makakatulong talaga, sir, sa kapulisan natin is yung kooperasyon ni victim, sir.
It's a tough job, but there are success stories. And just like in real-life policing, the ACG also does patrolling. In their case, monitoring certain sites on the internet, which may be a front for dodgy behavior.
Cyber patrolling, sir, yun yung mga nag-handle ng monitoring ng mga online activities. Kadalasan, sir, yung minomonitor nila, yung online sabong.
Okay.
Mga gambling online, mga ganun, sir. And kadalasan, sir, may nakikita din naman, may nakikita naman ng mga sites doon na gumagawa or nagpapatakbo ng mga online gambling, isabong, mga ganun, sir. Kasi kadalasan, sir, katulad nung online na gambling, yun lang, sir, yung ginagamit nilang platform para kunwari license sila. Pero behind that, sir, marami na palang ginagawang extortion, mga phishing links na sinesend sa email, sa messages mo, sir, na nanalo ka ng ganito, ganyan. Kadalasan galing po yan sa online gambling, sir. Pag naka-receive ko ng ganun, excited ka, nanalo ka ng 1 million doon, i-click mo doon, sir, tapos may i-fill upan ka doon, sir. And di mo nalalaman, ang mga personal information mo pala, sir. ibigay na doon. And sasabihin na, para makuha mo to, kailangan mong magbayad ng ganitong certain amount. And
doon
na pupupon na naman yung scam natin.
Okay. So madalas na, kumbaga front lang yun, parang online gambling. Yes, pero sa likod nun, marami pang ibang kalokohan na nangyayari.
Opo, sir.
Hoping you never have the misfortune of having to report something to ACG, but in case you do, you don't need to physically make a complaint at the police station. They accept complaints online, and yes, someone actually goes through everything submitted online.
Complain sa website mo na, meron www.pnpac.gov.ph para sir, at least matulungan namin sila kung ano man yung assistance na kailangan po nila.
Tapos yung online complaint form na yon, may magbabasa talaga, tapos may magre-respond. Kasi takot yung mga tao na online, baka walang magbasa, di ba? Parang matabunan lang.
Yes po, sir. Actually, sir, yung mas ini-encourage po namin. Kasi pag kung sa hotline ka tumawag, for example, may on-call, ongoing call ngayon, and then ikaw, tatawag ka rin, parang hindi kayo pwedeng pagsabayin na makikater. Whereas dun sa ating complaint, sir, na sa
website.
Website, opo, namomonitor talaga, sir, ng mga personal natin.
This is Tech Show But Friendly, Hardware Sugars Podcast, and I'm your host, Anton. We are produced by Nana Nadal. Next episode, we interview a tech headhunter in the Philippines and find out what skills are in demand and how you should be advertising yourself if you want a job in tech. Paminsan, may nagtatanong kung may kilala ba kaming computer shop na trusted, yung hindi ka lolokohin. Actually, meron. Kami. Full-service PC store ang Hardware Sugar. Nagbabenta kami ng PC components. Nagbabenta rin kami ng fully assembled rigs. We clean computers. Kasama na rin yung excellent cable management namin and CPU cooler repasting sa cleaning. We also clean and repaste GPUs. Nasa Makati yung physical store namin, and you can also buy from our site www.hwsugar.ph na 100% palaging up-to-date yung inventory dun. Kung in-stock yung item sa amin, available yun sa site. We also ship nationwide. Thanks for watching, and maybe one of these days, magkita tayo sa shop.